The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pishah, which faces Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead and as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and Negeb, the circuit of the Jordan, with the lowlands at Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I would give to you to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over. So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said, and he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth Peor in the land of Moab. But to this day no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab, till they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, since Moses had laid his hands upon him. And so the children of Israel gave him their obedience, thus carrying out the Lord's command to Moses. Since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He had no equal in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt, against Pharaoh and all the servants and against all his land, and for the might and terrifying power that Moses exhibited in the sight of all Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. Shout joyfully to God all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Blessed be God who's filled my soul with fire. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. Blessed be God who has filled my soul with fire. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established in the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus promises us today that he will be with us, especially when we come together in his name. Not only will he be with us, but when we agree with each other in Jesus' name, he will give that. Isn't that amazing? Now Jesus, in the name of Jesus, seems to separate us instead of unite us. Jesus in a church, instead of all of us rejoicing that all of us are brothers and sisters and saved by the blood of the Lamb, we fight over who's more right, who has Jesus more, who really knows the truth and who doesn't know the truth. So we talk about Jesus as a thing instead of Jesus as the person, the God-man, who is alive and who wants to unite his church and reunite all of us who say that he is our Savior and Lord. So today, let us focus on how Jesus unites us. Let us focus that he is in our midst, and let us focus on agreeing with one another and finding common ground instead of always focusing on what we do not agree on. May each of you know his love. today and forever. Amen.